the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
I want to ask you about a text exchange I had. Exchange is a strong term. So we had a coworker who recently left to go work in another city.
Yes.
And it was something she had wanted to do for a while. And we'd known her for a while. And I still think she's great. But tell me if this is weird, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So before she left, we introduced her. I specifically introduced her to some colleagues we know in that city, maybe to get some groundwork laid out for a future job, whatever. Happy to do it because I think she's a really good person and really talented.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't able to go to her going away party. And so on the day that around the time that I thought she was leaving, I saw it on Facebook and I said, oh, I didn't get to say goodbye. I'll send a text. And I wrote something like, hey, didn't get to say goodbye to you, but I wanted you to know that I always thought you were very talented. And I thought you were, you know, treated people well and did everything the way you're supposed to, the way you work. And I think you have a bright future. And I hope you find a job that allows you to love it as much as you love the idea of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice. And you know, that's that whole thing where I've decided years ago, right? Like, instead of complimenting people behind mm-hmm. their backs, I'm going to try to compliment them to their face. But I was disheartened by the response. I didn't expect to be pen pals, nor did I expect to, I wasn't like searching for compliments back, but all I got was a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
And that felt kind of like a go suck rocks or pound sand.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong, right?
Well, you might be, I mean... Mm. It might be exaggerated as far like the response, what you think it means.
By the way, the skin tone doesn't even match. It was like just one picked at random. You're not that pale.
But, it's no one ever wants to just get a thumbs up.
A thumbs up emoji, it says, like when you write like, you know, 3 inches of text and the person sends a thumbs up, that says, barely read it. Cool. Don't care.
Well, see, now, if they had sent a heart emoji.
It deserves more than an emoji.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least you, I don't know, it would be completely different for me. I'd be like, oh, they're at a loss for words because what I said was so nice to them that they just sent this.
Is that what you'd say? Maybe. Yeah,
or at least like a thank you with a little heart emoji or a thank you with a thumbs up or something like that.
Thanks so much for saying that.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. thanks for the kind words. But did you say that you did it over Facebook Messenger or regular text?
Oh, regular text.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Facebook Messenger. What are you, a creep?
No, I saw that.
I know. I pictured that big blue thumbs up.
Yeah, me too. Gross.
No,
yeah.
What I said was I saw that she was officially out of the state
okay.
on Facebook.
Okay.
And so I thought, well, I'm definitely not going to see her bumping around the hallway.
I think you need to follow up. We can get her on
right
now. I
think so, too, because she texted me yesterday. The whole reason this came up is because off air, I said, hey, yeah, Christina was really sweet. She checked in on me yesterday. And then I asked her how Nashville was going because she'd moved to Nashville. It's a big move for her. And we went back and forth, told me about her haircut. Like, we had a full-on conversation.
Oh, man.
Her and I, we're friends.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I think Freebeer's jealous of that friendship, and I think that's what he wants. And I think you should tell her that.
A couple texts with opinion. First of all, you said you complimented her face to face, but in a text, I'm not going to drive to Nashville to say good luck in Nashville, dum-dum.
Mm-hmm.
This text, the thumbs up emoji, is pretty much the middle finger in real life.
that's
what's getting
me. Well, kind of, yeah.
Like,
when I get the thumbs up,
it's like, ooh, good job, you did it.
Well, that's kind of the equivalent of just going, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's the thumbs up is appropriate for, hey, we're going to meet tonight at 7.
Yep.
Yep.
You still going?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
Even
yeah.
then, if I'm asking somebody a question, whether it's a yes or no, just say yes or no. Don't give me a thumbs up.
This says,
rude.
You probably interrupted her getting some and she was reading her phone. Well, she shouldn't be looking at her phone while she's getting some.
Could be.
First
well,
of all,
maybe
I don't
it was
know
lackluster,
lives.
Though. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, maybe her lackluster lovemaking led to her lackluster replies.
Mike on Cape Cod. He said, it means I've moved on, so should you. We weren't dating.
Yeah.
I don't even think we were friends. We were just coworkers that were nice to each other.
Mm. Well, maybe that's how she looks at you. Like, man, he's not my friend. I'll just send him a thumbs up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I guess news to me. I thought she was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
That's no friend.
How often did you guys hang out?
Outside of work?
Yeah.
Zero.
Did you go to her going away party?
What? Where were you when I said I couldn't because I was out of town for a football game?
Yeah.
Did you go?
Well, no.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I was.
Polly Pen Pal, shut your face.
I was quarantined because mm-hmm. Stuart had COVID.
Yeah.
Did so you? I was helping save people by staying in.
It sounds like you're. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, my did friends you? Were in town. Okay. And
she's your friend, and she wasn't going
to
be in town.
Yeah, but I had plans before her last minute. No, that was, in fact, that was supposed to be the night of my bonfire.
Oh, yeah.
And so I did. Mm-hmm. Now, in respect to her, I did cancel my bonfire because all of a sudden everyone was going to that. But I didn't think my friends would be comfortable there. They wouldn't. They literally would have known no one, and it would have just been kind of weird. So,
yeah.
This text, her name's Christina. I would love to get a thumbs up from someone named Christina. What? You are a thirsty, thirsty
oh,
thing.
Wow, that's really sad for you. You would long to get a thumbs up from literally anyone. Is
that
what
might be
hearing.
The most pathetic text we've ever
I
received.
Wish I could get a thumbs up from a girl.
You're not even looking for any kind of relationship. You just want an acknowledgement that you said something.
Ellen in Maine writes, send her the eggplant squirting on a peach. Now, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, yeah, do that.
No, I'm
yeah,
not going to do that.
Provoke a conversation.
Yeah. No, I'm
get
not.
Creepy
no,
about
that's
it.
Not the conversation I'm trying to provoke here.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't need the compliments. Maybe she was like, I don't need this. I'd rather have somebody send me eggplant squirting on peaches.
Yeah, maybe she already, like, she knows she's talented. She knows she's fine. She doesn't need your advice.
But
she just
needs
wants
to know
eggplant.
She's worthy of eggplant squirting.
Yeah, she wants, yeah, she.
Every girl likes to be considered sexy.
Squirtable.
Yeah.
Well, sexy.
Yeah, she, yeah, you know, women want to know that you've noticed their peach.
Yeah.
Kelly, you send it to her. You're all pen pals and stuff.
I can definitely do that. I'm going to do it right now. She's going to be like, the hell is even this?
But it should
or
be,
she's
yes.
going to be like, why'd you wait until
right
I left
now.
Town?
Yeah, no kidding. In your case, what would you send? Like a peach squirt peach?
No, I would do an eggplant squirting a peach.
Okay.
Eggplant?
Sounds like your genitalias are pretty mashed.
Squirt? Mm,
yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, I got it.
Have you been
I
blocked? Now, that would be really something.
No. All right, it's sent.
All right.
We'll see what she says. Maybe I get a thumbs up this time.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's just her go-to.
Maybe, but a thumbs up would be more appropriate for what you
I
just
know.
Sent.
You trying to put that
sent.
Thumbs up yeah. my peach?
Yeah.
But you are offering a dish of mashed genitalia, so
you
do deserve more than that.
Yeah.
You got a roast beef emoji?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
I bet there's a taco.
Oh, a taco. Yeah. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
maybe someone else will feed your ego when... they give you a better response.
If she writes back now, I'm just going to write back and say, 'tis the season.
Yeah.
That's always an appropriate response.
You're out. Universal response.
I got to write that one down. I always forget it. I never have a reason to send it also, but.
For the record, not actually mad at Christine.
But just that disappointed.
But that was a very half-assed response.
It's a very disappointing response. Yes.
I don't know what's going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was moving, so maybe she was
what,
just
when
busy.
I texted her?
She might have
potentially,
been, she
yes.
might have been moderately busy. I mean, that's a pretty big
yeah,
move.
I'm busy. I took time out of my busy life to write you and say good luck with your dumb life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why she gave you a thumbs up, because of what you just said.
I think we got it. I think we figured this out. Do you guys
complex.
Think she moved so that she didn't have to see me ever again, even though we only saw each other at work?
Well, not just you, but probably all males who are like you in radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So many.
She was just busy. She loves you, man.
No. Nope. Well, good luck. That's how you treat people.
I'm not even sure she likes them.
I'm going to. No, I think you're right. Don't hire her.
Just trying to smooth it over.
I'm totally kidding.
I think the thumbs up was a nice way to say, I don't know who you are.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she didn't have your phone number saved.
Oh.
That's very possible.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that could be.
Let me see if there was any other conversation.
Well, now, just right back. By the way, how many days ago was this?
Oh, listen to this. From an anonymous texter to my phone. At least you got a thumbs up. I wrote her a nice note, and I got nothing. Boom.
Ooh.
She's a text butthole.
Oh, no.
Doesn't she know that you're Greggy Queenmaker?
Drippy G.
The Queenmaker.
No one should be called that ever.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.